Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yeah, spit cheese on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner. And good morning, everybody. It is a Rodders weekend. Joe Miller, Jen for Jason Summers once again this Saturday morning. We are not at Community First Credit Union. We are downtown Albia. It is the Rodders weekend, one of the prime weekends for Albia, the Chamber, and all the other different organizations. I've got Dwayne Rep here. Dwayne is the ringleader of this event each and every year, fifth annual. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations on having some nice weather today.
For once.
Well, listen, the cars are rolling in right now as we speak, and this is going to be a great day.
Yes, and I might add that this is our second annual Bob Reed Memorial Tractor Show, too.
Very good. Now, Sky, I'll have you pull that down just a little bit. And, you know, Dwayne, I only ever see you in overalls. Do you wear anything else?
Yes, once in a great while.
Just when you go to bed, maybe. I want to give you permission, Dwayne, to wear shorts today. I'm giving you permission to wear shorts today.
Look at that guy up there.
Good Lord. John, put your shirt back on. Dwayne is in his familiar familiar overalls. But listen, it's going to be a warm one today, but we're going to have a great turnout downtown here in Albia.
We're planning on it, yes.
And tell us a little about what Rodders Car Show is all about. I mean, the folks that are listening out there might want to come down to Albia today. Tell us what the Rodders Car Show is all about.
Well, we started 5 years ago. This is the fifth annual. And we have cars 1900 to present. And like I say, we have tractors 1900 to 1988. And plenty of places to get in the shade.
And how much does it cost to come on into the Rodders Show?
The entry fee is $15 for the tractors and $15 for the cars.
I'm actually talking about the folks that might be coming to look at all the cars.
It costs nothing. It is free. Spectators, welcome.
And you said it. There's plenty of shade around here and lots of beautiful cars already lining up. They're still coming in and being parked and backed in. And there'll be lots of great food here today, too.
Yes, there's several places serving today.
Very good. Well, we'll check back in with you later, and the award show is at, I think, 3 o'clock. You guys, one thing that's really nice, you guys have some excellent-looking trophies.
Actually, the awards for the tractors are at 2 o'clock, and the awards for the cars are at 3 o'clock.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot, Dwayne. You do a fantastic job. I know you get a lot of help from your supporters and from sponsors, and I know you put every single dime back into the awards and back into cash prizes, so it's a great show.
Thank you.
Very good. Dwayne Rep in his overalls driving the golf cart today. It sometimes looks like half of the ZZ Top crew. And come on down here to Albia. It is the Rodders Car Show. And, you know, the last couple of years they've had rain, but no rain today. I was looking for Dave Paxton, our president of Rotary. He was going to talk to us about a fundraiser they're doing here at the Albia Brewing Company. They've got some pizzas over there, and it is a fundraiser for Rotary. We might catch up with Mr. Paxton here in just a little bit. But we've got a great show for you today. We've got a lot of great interviews coming up, including we'll be talking with one of the best teams in baseball right now is Twin Cedars. They've only had one loss on the year. It's to Albia, and I believe they have the second or third best record in the whole state of all the teams in the whole state at about 18-1. And we've got Matt Miller queued up and ready to talk to him. And, of course, this has been a tragic week for them in the loss of one of their athletes and one of their outfielders. And we'll be talking to Matt about that. And next week we're going to try to catch Twin Cedars softball coach Zach Duncan. They're also having a successful season as well. We've got Mitch Chance queued up. We've got Boy Britton queued up talking about Albia softball and baseball. And believe it or not, we have got an announcement yesterday that district baseball will be hosted by Albia. And we'll talk about who all is going to be here and where all the teams are going for their district assignments. That just got announced and published yesterday. And we'll also catch up with Charger head baseball coach Jake Schroeder, and he'll be talking to us about how the Charger season is going as well. That's when we come back. We'll be back with Matt Miller, head coach of the Twin Cedar Sabres, after this timeout on the Coach's Corner, live from downtown Albia's Rodders weekend. And whatever comes our way.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Did a good job and good effort all the way around for us.
I know what's on your mind this morning is you've got a tournament. You got tournament play today. So tell us a little about what's on tap today.
Well, we've got a real tough tournament. Tournament that we host ourselves, Colfax, Mingo, Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Pleasantville. Any one of those teams could win that tournament. And you know, we could easily lose two. We could win two. It just depends on how well we play defensively and how aggressive our pitchers are on the mound. But we're real excited about the competition, and you know, we'll see how things go tomorrow.
Last night you went to Moravia and you took one from the Mohawks. I believe it was 19-0. But I can tell you that I know a lot of what was on your mind was the funeral of Mr. Springer, which was also the same day. Tell us about how that all transpired, and you're wearing a ribbon right now with 22 on it. So what was it like yesterday?
It was very emotional. the boys have been up and down through this process and have handled it very, very well. And they knew it was going to be a tough day. A lot of them were very, very close. We were a very close family as a team. So just going through that was a difficult process. On top of that, though, it gave us a little bit of closure as well, which was really important to us. When things were done, we stayed together as a team. We ate as a team the entire day we spent together before that game. It's really brought us a lot closer. We've lost someone that we love and care about a lot. But at the same time, it's our job now then to help his legacy live on and play for him.
That's an excellent attitude, Coach. And you're now, I believe, rated top three or four in the state. You've got your statistics all over the board look fantastic, and you're now, I believe, 18 or 19 and one. That single loss coming to Albia, I don't know if you want that game back or not, but it probably strengthened you as a team also because you obviously saw how you could lose.
Oh, it definitely did. And in that game, we made some mistakes defensively. We tip our caps to Albia. They hit the ball well against us. And they just beat us. But we made some mistakes defensively that we hope we've learned from, and we're better prepared, I think, to handle that situation again. On top of that, we know we're going to have more challenges ahead this summer. We've still got a tough schedule left to go, and we need those challenges as a team and just to see if we're improving and if we're on the right track.
And talking with Rich, who broadcasted the ball game against Eddyville, Eddyville has lost three games, now four. Those three games to schools like Oskaloosa, Washington, and Sheraton. And you guys annihilated Eddyville the other night.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say annihilated. It was close early, and then our bats got hot. We didn't see their best pitcher, and we very well may if we're fortunate enough to play them in the championship game. And if we do, it's not going to be that high of a scoring game. But with that said, they're a great team. Things didn't go their way that night, and that fortune could reverse any other time for us as well. We respect them a lot. As they've gone through the summer, they've played a lot of tough competition. And we like to play them. Some of the kids know each other. They played against each other in the past and with each other in the past. But it was a big win for us. That was real nice. We got the bats rolling all the way through the lineup on that night.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, you're somewhat in the back stretch. Do you feel like you're playing your best baseball right now?
Yeah, I do. I think right now, though, any team is at a point where fundamentally you can get in a funk right now. And so we really have to make sure we focus on that in our pregame. Most teams right now, practice is something that's kind of a distant thing. It's you don't even hardly remember when the last practice was. So we have to take care of those things in pregame and work really hard to stay sharp. If teams don't do that, they're going to start to struggle here down the stretch. The teams that do that real well, I think, will have some success, and we want to make sure that we're sharp here down the stretch.
And we're talking to second-year head man Matt Miller of Twin Cedar Sabres, and by day teaches school, and by night he's got an 18-19-1 squad. And did you guys, at the beginning of the season, did you think, oh, my gosh, we've got a hell of a team here?
We knew we had a solid team. We did. Boys are very confident and knew we could do some special things. Been to the district championship game 3 years in a row, and last year we really thought we had a good chance to get to state the way we were playing at the end of the year. And that's kind of their mission. They want to get back to Principal Park again. We're going to do everything we can to get there and just hope we're playing our best ball at the end of the year. But, these guys are now, with the passing of Derek Springer, are now on another mission. And they're very intent on accomplishing that.
Wow. Well, you probably didn't think you would be 18-1 at this stage of the season. You certainly didn't realize that you'd be losing one of your own at this point. But you're right. You do have a lot to play for here. And we are excited to continue to follow you, Coach. And I like to always give the coach the opportunity to give a shout-out to some of your helpers, your assistants, anybody that's giving you guys a hand out there.
Well, I could go on for about another half hour with that. Our assistant coaches, I can't tell you how many hours we spend out at the ballpark. Our assistant coach, Matt Johnson, with all the work that he does, that we do together on the field and getting the kids ready in pregame. Our volunteer assistant, Steve Mott, who's helped us out tremendously during the games with his knowledge. And we've got a lot of parents who have helped out. And you know, we had parents today that donated Subway sandwiches for all the boys to keep us together. We've had parents that had made donations on breakfast throughout the year, and we just want to make sure we thank all those parents. And there's many families that have really helped us out, and they care about us a lot, and you know, we're very thankful for all the effort that they do for us.
I know a coach is not only has an important role in helping the team win games, but in a time when you lose an athlete in a tragic accident, the coach is also the impact adult and that person that the other players look up to. And I know that you've probably got a lot on your shoulders. You feel that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You feel exhausted at the end of the day sometimes mentally, just hoping that you're doing things the right way and that you're keeping everyone in the right mindset. And, you know, I think we've handled things really well. These boys have been so strong through this. And, you know, I'm not a very emotional guy when it comes to yelling and screaming, I guess, at players. But we've been a little more emotional lately as far as just the positive approach that we've had. And the word love has been used a lot in the locker room and throughout the team. And we really do. We love each other a lot, and we are a very close-knit family right now.
Well, if folks want to see some fantastic baseball today, they can drive to Bussey, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. We're very proud of our facilities. We're very proud, especially, of the young group of men that we have and the way that they play and the way they hustle around the field.
Memory of Derek Springer, number 22. And, Coach, thanks for being generous with your time today. Good luck today in your tournament.
Thank you very much, and thank you for covering Twin Cedars.
And that, of course, Matt Miller, and I've got Coach Grimes with us right now. And, Rich, you've actually covered them, done a couple games for them. They're an outstanding ball club.
Yeah, they really are, Joe. When they played Albia, of course, Albia won 6-5. And, actually, we talked to Jim Cagle the other night, and we talked to the Twin Cedars people. That was an interesting game when Albia won because the strike zone just kept diminishing. It was kind of like a ball toss at the carnival. You got to get it through the little hole. And that threw off both teams. So you really never got a good look at the hitting on either team, whether it was Albia or Twin Cedars. The other night, you got a good look at what Twin Cedars can do. From 1 through 9 in the lineup, they either have tremendous power or great speed. And as they took on a great Eddyville team, they had 11 runs and still left 8 people on. And there were about 4 or 5 balls they drove to the fence at 345 and straightaway center on the line. They've got tremendous power. We didn't see their frontline pitcher again, but we did see Coy Moore, and he's very good. He's got a nice breaking ball and a good fastball, and he takes a little bit off that. But they're a legitimate, I think, number 3 team. We were extremely impressed with them. I talked to a guy in Des Moines yesterday who saw them play Fort Dodge St. Edmunds earlier in the year, and he thinks that Twin Cedars, Matt Miller's team, is a legitimate state tournament team.
Well, if they go to Suck Taylor, you'll be there covering them.
I hope so. That's what I like to be there all the time anyway, so that'd be good.
Well, they have tournament action today, and thanks to Matt for his time. And again, a horrible accident took the life of one of their players. Of course, the funeral was yesterday. They played last night, and they continue to play in the heat today. But one of the best teams in the state right now, only one loss. That was to Albia, 18-1. And the most recent stats I have, they've had 199 runs on 177 hits. They've been up to bat over 443 times. So their offense is just incredible.
One extra thing, Joe, you mentioned their offense. They have really great speed, too. They have a kid, Otis Redding, and Levi Jones. Jones bats ninth. Going into today's tournament, 19-for-19, both of them in stolen bases. And it's legit. They have great speed.
And one of those 19-for-19 in stolen bases is batter number?
9.
So you can just pretty much count the top half of your order and the bottom half of your order.
There's no gimmies in their lineup, and that's awfully tough to deal with.
Well, my cousin Ray Stone told me yesterday, hey, let's not forget about the Twin Cedars softball team, who I think is 14-4, and we're going to talk to Zach Duncan, I think, next week on the Coach's Show as we continue to follow this boys team as well. And thanks again, Matt, for your time. And as we go out of break, it is the second week we've had to deal with a loss of an athlete, of course, Matt Vaughn last week, and then talking this week about with our friends up at Twin Cedars. As we head to break, we'll have a moment of silence towards the break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with our softball coach here at Albia, Mitch Chance. Their tournament action as well. They are in Pella with a couple of real tough matches today. And, Rich, after we talk to Mitch, we'll get your thoughts as well on Lady D softball. Moment of silence, then break, and we'll be right back with Mitch.
Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, has a picnic deal everyone will enjoy. A picnic pack of 25 wings, southern or hot and spicy, and a quart of homemade coleslaw, pasta, or potato salad for $21. Their hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. With this great of a deal, you better call ahead and have them ready for you when you get there. Call 641-724-3PIE for your call ahead orders. That's Captain's Landing on J5T.
Sheraton has a new motel located on Highway 34 just east of town beside the Frontier Trading Post. Country Cabins is open and ready for business and offers 2- and 3-bedroom themed suites that will accommodate 8 to 12 people. Get this, each room has a camper in the room or attached with a nice deck. Country Cabins is perfect for that family or class reunion, wedding, construction cruise, or other large gathering. You've never seen rooms like this at a motel before. Stop in for a tour or check it out online at country-cabins.com. Country-cabins.com. Experience the difference.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
And back on the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC on a Rodders weekend, and it's another weekend, so it must be another weekend of tournament action, and we've got the head softball coach for the Albia Blue Demons, Mitch Chance, on the line. And Coach, another tournament.
Another tournament here in Pella. This is definitely our hottest tournament of the week of the year so far. But we get to play the morning schedule. We're going to play 1 and 9 and 12:45. So we're going to get out of here before it gets too hot today.
Oh, that's good. And you're right. It is a tough tournament there in Pella. You've got looks like is it Grinnell and Newton this morning?
That is correct. Two teams that we never get to see throughout the season. Obviously, with Grinnell no longer being a part of that South Central Conference, so it'll be a nice test for us to come up and play, like I said, some quality teams and some teams that we never get to see.
And Coach, they may be quality teams, but you've proven you can beat quality teams. This past week is case in point. You beat Eddyville Blakesburg, currently leading the South Central Conference, in a matchup on Monday night. Then you turn around and after a seven-error game on Tuesday, you knock off Oskaloosa, Class 3A, and of course, rated in the state.
Well, it was a it was our best week of the year. You know, we put a lot of things together. Our pitching was Alexi Van Vollen, who started every game this week, went 3-1 on the week. Probably her best overall week in her career in terms of production. And just had a fantastic week. And, you know, it was nice to get things rolling a little bit. The girls felt obviously great about themselves. You know, the coaches felt pretty darn happy with how things are going. And, you know, Thursday night, went up to Centerville, lost 5-1, and we didn't commit an error that game. They just had two timely hits that were the difference in the game.
Well, certainly some exciting games. I listened to the end of that game with Rich the other night when it was close down to the end, and 3-2 was the victory there. What did you tell your girls after that game? That's after a win at Eddyville, or with Eddyville, and then after beating knocking off Oskaloosa. What did you tell your team?
Well, you know what? I just told them, you know, you showed a lot of fight today. And, you know, it's easy to have a meltdown, not a meltdown, but a letdown after a big win. And, you know, that's kids. They definitely showed me something Tuesday night with that Oskaloosa game. I know I didn't really know what to expect coming into that game. I'd seen them play. We had a little bit of information on them, but for us to go out there and play as well as we did, and it wasn't perfect. We had, like I said, we had a few errors that game, but those errors did not come back to beat us in that game. But like I said, you know, anytime you can beat a ranked team, it's you know, or a quality team, it's a great win. But and to do a back-to-back nights it was really surreal for us, I believe.
Absolutely, Coach. And again, that just goes to show you can play with anybody. You can beat anybody, including Grinnell and Newton today. And what's the strategy going to be today? Then obviously one strategy is going to be to keep the girls cool. But what else will you be looking for today?
Well, you know what? The way we've been successful the past week is we need to start out early. You know, every time we get a run in that first inning, it takes so much pressure off our pitcher, our defense. And, you know, in a day like this where it's hot, you know, you want to have quick innings in the field, and you want to have a long innings when you're at the plate. So, you know, hopefully we can get going right away in the first inning or two and take a lot of pressure off Alexi today.
And, Coach, we're coming into the backstretch in terms of the schedule. I know you're looking for that consistency out of your team, and you put three wins together earlier on in the week, and I know you're looking for consistency here to finish out the season.
Yeah, we really are, and you know what, we got a lot. Well, we got some consistency this week, and now it's one of those things. Is you have you know, almost 20 games through. You actually have had 20 games played now. Now it gets to a point where you gotta keep improving. You can't take a step backwards. We got to move forward. Okay, all your situations, fundamentals, all that, they should be fine tuned here. And now it's just a matter of just improving every game. Now, if you have a weakness, you know, you got to keep on improving on it. And you know what, I've seen a lot of improvement with these girls in the last week, and hopefully that's going to carry over to not only this weekend, but hopefully the rest of the season and come tourney time.
Very good, Coach. Well, the Gatorade will be flowing today in Pella, and I know you'll have some great matchups there today. We'll keep an eye on those, and thanks a lot for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
And we're back down here at the gazebo down in the courthouse lawn in Albia. It's the Rodders Car Show today and Tractor Show. Bob Reed, Tractor Show. And, Rich, you've seen Albia play, and you saw that game on, what was it, Tuesday night, where they beat Oskaloosa in a one-run win. And I believe they had seven errors that game and still came back to win it. I think you said on the air, I've never seen a team have that many errors and still come out with a win, especially over a team like Oskaloosa.
Oskaloosa came into that game, Joe, ranked ninth in the state in their class. And on paper, that would have been obviously making them a heavy favorite in the game. But Albia had won against Eddyville, which was 15th, and they have a very solid team the night before at Eddyville. And they just don't usually win over there when Eddyville's that good. And they played very good because Lexi Van Polen's pitching very, very well now. She's really matured as a pitcher through the course of the year. And Albia played pretty well, as did Oski. But what was amazing is just after establishing that lead there 2-0 and then getting ahead 3-0. It's just like nobody could pick up a ball. In fact, I remember the exact way I described it during the game was it was like the ball was a hot potato. Lexi made a couple of throwing errors. They had a ball, kind of an old Bill Buckner thing. Dave remembers this. Went right through her legs, just a candy hop. Went right through her legs at first, had an error at third, had an error at short, and all of a sudden here's 7 errors. Oskaloosa's back in the game, and then all of a sudden they reestablished their defense. Lexi, you could see her kind of reach for that little bit extra, and they came away with a big win, an impressive win.
And, Rich, you've got a big matchup with the girls on Monday, I think, right?
We go to Sheraton, and the Albia girls play Sheraton, and, of course, that'll be a good matchup. They played earlier this year. Sheraton lost that game to Albia, but it was nip and tuck all the way. And then Tuesday night, we're going to be in Sheraton again for what we kind of call a split doubleheader. We'll join the first game in progress because they don't have lights, and then we'll have the entire second game at Sheraton with the Albia boys playing Sheraton. And the Sheraton boys baseball team is outstanding this year. I think they're something like 17-2 or 17-3, and they're right up at the top of the South Central with Centerville and Eddyville. And Albia's been playing very well of late, so that'll be a great doubleheader Tuesday.
And we do have Coach Britton coming on here in just a little bit. And, Rich, I'm going to have you talk to Coach Britton. Before we do that, though, I've got our editor and publisher of the Albia newspaper and Sheraton newspaper and also our president of Rotary here, Dave Paxton. What a beautiful day for a Rotter show.
It is. It's unbelievable. It's a great day. The wind, it's hot, but the beautiful breeze. People need to come out and enjoy these cars.
Absolutely. Now, the Rotary Club has a fundraiser going on over there. Folks can come out and support your cause.
Well, our cause is the community cause, and that's the fireworks for the 4th of July at the Res. And we're having a breakfast pizza and cinnamon roll breakfast over right next to the Skane block. Brian Lindberg of Albia Brewing Company is providing the food for us, and we're selling it. It's unbelievable. The breakfast pizza is wonderful. The cinnamon rolls are great. So come out. It's a great cause. Every bit of the money, all the proceeds go to the fireworks.
And thanks to Albia Brewing for doing that. Now, before we get to Coach Britton, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Rich, as editor and publisher of the Albia newspapers, you know everything that's going on. So I need to ask you, what is the deal? Sheriff Dan Johnson is in a sling. He's got his arm in a sling. So you would know what's going on. So tell us what's going on there.
We've actually had the NSA investigate this, and I am, you know, I could tell you, but then they would kill me if I did. But he's injured his left shoulder. You're going to have to, you might want to go up and ask Dan. He's going to tell you a story how it happened. You might not want to believe it.
He should make up a good one for whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. But he says he's on the mend. And you might want to talk to his wife too to get the whole story here. But actually, Dan has had years and years of shoulder problems, and this is just one more. It's just a little unique how it happened.
I got you. Well, we'll have to find out. He's walking around here, so I just wanted to ask him that. But I noticed that Chief Andrews is right out here. He's got a booth, and he's not in a sling. So I don't know if that says anything.
Jay was out with Paws and Claws earlier and got them going, and I don't know, they're raising money for Alf, the dog. And then the other thing that we're doing tonight, it's the last night of the Follies, and we want you to come out. Again, this is the economic engine for Restoration Days. It's a wonderful show. The theaters are fully air-conditioned, and you'll have a great time.
That's tonight at
7:30.
Very good, at the Albia Theater. Dave Paxton, thanks a lot. And we've got on the line with us right now, we've got Boyd Britton, our Albia baseball coach. He's somewhere on a bus. And good morning, Boyd.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you,
we're
Boyd?
We're on the way to the Sadell tournament right now.
Good to talk to you, Boyd. This is Richard.
Yes, sir.
And I know you're going to the Sadell tournament, and they always do a great job. Sadell's had some difficulty with a lot of their sports up there, but their baseball program and tournament's always doing a great job. And you've got some tough competition up there today, but I know your kids
absolutely
are playing very well.
Absolutely. We play Bondurant Farrar in the first ball game, and I was sitting there looking at some of their statistics. It's going to be a good ball game.
Who's going to get the pitching nod today in both games? Who's going to be doing your pitching today?
I'm having trouble picking you up, Rich.
Who's going to be pitching for you today?
Well, in the first ball game, we're going to start Griffin Ozing. All my pitchers, with the exception of Schofield and in summers are ready to go.
I know one thing, Boyd. Your kids have been playing a lot better baseball of late. They've had a good season all the way around, but they're starting to hit the ball a lot better now.
Yes, sir, that's right. You know, as things become more consistent, and consistent meaning more than anything else the weather, where you're playing almost every day, and you might be tired, but you get the swings down, you become a lot more sharper mentally, you start playing some good baseball then.
Well, I know this week you defeated Davis County twice, you defeated Clark twice. It's been a very good week. You'd like nothing better than to cap it with a couple of wins at Saydell.
Rich, I completely lost.
I was going to mention to you, you won four games already this week. You'd love to add two more to that total up at Saydell today.
Yes, we do. If we can win this tournament today, then we become the number two team in the district, meaning we get a first-round bye in that, and that means that we're directly opposite Eddyville, Blaisdell.
And I know one of the great things about that, Boyd, the districts are here in Albia this year.
Absolutely. We were notified of that this week, and I think it's just excellent.
Speaking of
a person can see three nights of quality baseball, right in his own hometown.
Can't beat that. Speaking of Eddyville Blakesburg, you're going to get another look at them next Thursday.
Yes, sir. I guess I'm fairly confident that we can play better baseball than we did over there when they really took it to us. So we'll be ready to play that ball game. Eddyville's an excellent ball team.
Were you surprised? I know we saw Jim Cagle, your assistant coach, Boyd, over at the Twin Cedars Eddyville game this week, and I know Jim was probably particularly watching Eddyville. Were you surprised how much Twin Cedars dismantled them over there, beating them so bad 11-1 in five innings?
Well, you know, what that really came down to was Twin Cedars had a fresh arm on the mound. And Eddyville had a young man who I don't think had much varsity experience, and I'm not taking anything away from anybody. But you get in those kind of games, and anything can happen, and it did.
Well, you're doing a great job, and the kids seem to be coming together and gelling here at just the right time as we get closer to districts. I know you still have a lot of tough games left. The South Central Conference race is a real dogfight at the top. And you and your kids are going to have a lot to say about who's the champion, aren't you?
Absolutely. We have four games left with Sheraton, two with Eddyville Blaisdell, which will wind up our conference season. I'd like to think that we're going to help decide this thing.
Well, it'd be nothing better than to win all those and really throw them all into a little panic, right?
Absolutely.
Boyd, always good to talk to you. I'll look forward to seeing you next week. We'll be over in Sheraton doing those games, and wish Jim and you and all of the players today the best of luck in the Saydell tourney.
Okay, Rich, thanks for having me on. We look forward to seeing you Tuesday night, and we'll go try to represent our hometown up here at Saydell.
You take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Boyd. Rich, I think you get hazard pay for having to... Boyd on the bus. Is he driving the bus, maybe?
I think Jim drives the bus. I'm sure Jim drives the bus.
Hoping Jim drives the bus.
I don't want Boyd doing that, no. I've got to ask you a quick question going back to Dan Johnson. You and Dave were talking about his sling. Is that going to affect his fast draw, do you think?
Hopefully it's not with his right hand. I don't know, but that might... We'll get him in an alley here in a little bit and have him show us. I don't know. We're still talking baseball. We'll be back with Coach Jake Schroeder, the Sheraton Chargers, and a lot of baseball action to come. We've got districts. District assignments have been announced. And we'll be back with the Coach's Corner right after this.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Why, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
We'll get some overhead.
Go ahead. That's my cue. I was enjoying the music. All right, Rich, thanks. I was enjoying that, Scotty. Good job on the bumper music today. We are broadcasting live from Rodder's Car Show and the Tractor Show. We're down on the courthouse lawn here in Albia at the gazebo, and John's going to kick things off with some music here coming up in just a little bit. Thanks to all our guests that we've had on so far. And we want to welcome Jake Schroeder, our head baseball coach over at Sheraton, the Sheraton Chargers. And good morning, Jake.
Hey, Joe. Nice intro music there.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I didn't have any trouble getting you to agree to come on the air today. And I think it might be because I know your new boss.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to be able to work with him, but I'll try my best, I guess.
Hey, congratulations to my younger, taller, and better-looking brother, who's the new athletic director at Sheraton and assumes his role here in a couple weeks. And But more congratulations needs to go out to the Sheraton Charger baseball team, as you guys are, I believe, on a 10- or 11-game win streak. Only losing two so far. When we talk about Twin Cedars only losing one game and they're 18-1, the Chargers are 19-2, Coach, and congratulations. What a season.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's been a good start, obviously, record-wise. We're a long ways away from where I want us to be still, which I know sounds crazy at 19-2, but I'm going to keep pushing these guys and moving them forward. And to be honest with you, I kind of felt like we regressed just a little bit this week in some areas, and I don't want that to happen anymore. I want to keep moving forward and keep improving, which I still think we can do. So,
well, I don't know how you can argue with the wins that you had this week. Fairfield, you won 4-3 at Fairfield. You also took the second game 15-8. You beat Martinsdale St. Mary's, a strong club over there, 9-7. That was at home, I should say. And then at Davis County, you took two from Davis County, a perennial baseball club over there, 8-1 and 14-9. So, you're coming off of a great week. But You don't have a tournament today. One of the few teams, I think, that's home today, which is nice. I would imagine you're going to be out practicing, but you're going to get ready for a little stretch here. You've got Albia next week, Pleasantville, Centerville, and we're looking towards daylight here at the end of the schedule.
Yeah, it's going to be a big week next week, and we've had a tournament the last two Saturdays, and actually gave the guys the day off today. It's been this week's been a really long week. We got back at about 1 in the morning from Fairfield and Davis County two nights this week, and pretty tired, to be honest with you, but recover this weekend, and then we'll get after it next week again. And, yeah, like you said, we got some big conference games with Albia and Centerville, both good teams. And those are really important games if we want a shot at staying in the conference race with Eddyville, Centerville, and Albia is a good ball team. They've been a lot of good teams already this year. A lot of ranked teams, I believe, too, probably three or four, I'm guessing. So they've got a real good team. We got to take care of them Tuesday, or try our best to, I should say, and hopefully get by them, and then on to Centerville, who I know is going to give us everything they have, too, and they're a real good ball team. And obviously well-coached with Coach Huseman over there, who's got about 700 or 800 more wins than I do. So he's got them going too, and it's gonna be a big week for us. And like I said, we just need to keep improving. And we had a good week win-wise this week, Joe. Definitely, I was happy to get out, you know, with some wins. We were very lucky to win a couple of them though, and including a Davis County second game Thursday night. I believe we're down 7-0 in that game, and had to really come back and win. We've regressed, especially defensively. We probably made, in those five games, I would say 22, 23 errors somewhere in there, which is just way too many errors to expect to consistently, keep winning baseball games. And we've got to improve on that, and we've got to do it soon, I think. So.
Very good, Coach. Well, you know, when we talked a couple weeks ago, we mentioned, I think you've got 6 or 7 seniors on your club, only one sophomore out, and then a host of freshmen. How do you feel about how those freshmen are coming along? They're certainly seeing a lot of senior leadership, trying to pull them up from the bootstraps and educate them on a little bit of baseball. But how do you feel individually? I know we talked about Hawkinson a couple weeks ago and some of the others. How do you feel that your club is performing individually?
Well, Hawkinson, yeah, he keeps getting better. He had a lot to learn. It was kind of a crash course there. And, you know, we're about halfway through the season now, and I feel like he's really grasping a lot of what we're doing and wanting to do a lot better, you know, just on the mental side. The mental side of the game is just so much different than the physical side, you know, for those young kids. The game's just a lot different at the higher level. It just moves a lot faster, and there's a lot more going on, and he's really starting to grasp that. And we've got several freshmen traveling with our varsity squad, and I think they're starting to learn, and just want them to have it as a learning experience, you know, to watch what the seniors do, watch some of the success they're having, see how we go about our business, and then hopefully that carries on, you know, over the next few seasons. And they're really improving too. And our JV team's on a 4-game winning streak right now, and it's comprised of a lot of freshmen, and we've got, like you said, 5-6 seniors, I believe, 7 seniors actually, and all good guys, and they're really working hard to, you know, they got some lofty goals, and my job to make sure they stay focused, I guess, and keep working. And Charlie Palmer, that one sophomore you mentioned, he's just had a great start to the season. He might be the ace of our staff right now, to be honest with you, pitching wise. And we were talking yesterday just about how his mound presence, he might be the coolest pitcher we have on the mound, attitude, and just mentally, he just doesn't let anything fluster him on the mound, which is I think has led to a lot of his success. He just gets the ball, you know, back from the catcher, whatever it might be, whether it's an error behind him, a bad call from the umpire, and he just goes about his business and goes after the next pitch, and nothing affects him. So he's had a great start to the season too, and been kind of a pleasant surprise. I knew he had the talent, but just wasn't sure if he was ready to pitch in the big games, and he's proved he wants the ball, which I really like to see.
Very good, Coach. Well, help a novice out here a little bit. Districts were announced this week, and District 12 has Albia as the host, with Colfax, Mingo, Davis County, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Prairie City, Monroe, and Pella Christian. But I'm struggling to find Sheraton here, and where you're homed out of.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of time to look at, to be honest with you, but I do know that we are in a district that's either going to play at Centerville or Fairfield. Not super thrilled about that, I guess, to be honest with you. If we have to go all the way to Fairfield, that's a pretty long trip, but we'll go wherever they send us. So, but right now, I believe we're with Fairfield and Centerville, Oskaloosa, Mount Pleasant, Fort Madison,
I just found you. Yeah, you're Substate 4, it's Centerville, Sheraton, Fairfield, Fort Madison, Keokuk, Mount Pleasant, Oskaloosa, and Washington, and the district host will be Centerville and Fairfield, so you'll likely go to Centerville most likely, but I guess that's a little confusing to me because you're in the South Central Conference with all these District 12 teams, but yet they put you in a different Substate with, other Class 3A schools, I suppose.
Yeah, this is only my third year, coaching, but, the first 2 years we've tended to go more north with your Norwalks, ADMs, Knoxville, teams like that, and this is a little different for me. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I haven't had time to think about it a lot. The only thing, coaching-wise that I'm not real thrilled about are these are all teams that, except for Centerville and Fairfield these are all teams that we never see. We don't play them on our schedule in non-conference. We don't play any tournaments against them. So these are all teams that are really foreign to me. I've never seen probably four or five of them play before. They tend to be a little farther east, a couple hours east, some of them. And so that's kind of unique, and I'm going to do my best to maybe go out and do some scouting, but it makes it awfully hard to scout when you have to travel a couple hours around your own schedule. So that is unique. I was a little surprised to see those teams. But we're going to go where they send us, and we'll make the best of it.
Very good, Coach.
No matter who we're against. So.
Very good. Well, I hope you're satisfied. I didn't call you earlier because you said call me as late as possible. I'm sleeping in today, Millage, and I'm only on 4 hours of sleep. I have no idea what that's all about, Coach. But
we got back 1 a.m. from Bloomfield. I guess it'd be Friday morning, and then kind of get wired after a doubleheader, hard to get to sleep, and then we were back out the field early yesterday morning for a JV doubleheader. So it was. I was just running on fumes this week, so it felt good to get a little rest this morning, but I think I'm ready to go. So
all right.
I appreciate you calling a little later.
absolutely, Coach. It's good to have you on the show. Congratulations, Jake Schroeder, head baseball coach of the Sheraton Chargers, 19-2 on an 11-game win streak, and we will see you on Tuesday night and have that broadcast game, part of the second half of the first game, and then, of course, the second game in its entirety. No lights in Sheraton, so a little earlier start, but we'll manage to get those games on the air. Thanks, Coach. See you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it.
When we come back, we're going to say hello to, we might say hello to John Miles. He's snooping around here in the gazebo, but I want to see what Jay Andrews is up to. He's trying to get his grill lit over here. We're at the Rodgers Car Show, broadcasting live on Thunder Country.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
All right. Hey, before you go, John, I got to say hello to you. John Miles, our Sheraton Valley Electric director. How's power flowing today?
It's going good today. That's a good thing.
Are we in peak demand right now?
Well, I tell you what, if it keeps this up, we probably won't be, but we probably won't miss it too far, actually.
You're down here enjoying the cars today, too.
I am. This is a great car show. It's a great morning to be downtown on the downtown square here in Albia. It's a nice light breeze, and actually it's a very enjoyable morning.
All right.
Good to see you, Joe.
I see you, John Miles, and I've got Jay Andrews right here. And hey, if John dropped money, don't point that out, Police Chief Jay Andrews.
I've got to point that out. He drops money.
He dropped money, and Andrews points it out to him. I almost had myself $20. How do you like that? I almost had myself 20 bucks. Hey, what are you doing out here?
Well, we're doing a fundraiser today as part of the Rodders Show. We're raising money for our canine unit. We have a new police dog. His name is Alf, and he started here last October and has been doing a fabulous job. And we're raising money for his maintenance and upkeep and to continue to raise money for future dogs when we need them. So we're selling hamburgers and hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a pop for $5. We have some cookies also for sale for 50 cents a piece. And all that money, 100% of the profits, or of all of it, actually, because all of the product is donated. So it's all going to the canine fund for his upcare and maintenance and for anything that he needs. So,
well, you could have had another 20 right here from John Miles, who has raised our electric rates, right?
Hey, I'll only take that money the right way. I don't
I'm just kidding. And, Scotty, if you've got to hit that music to my out cue, just do it if you need to. Hey, why is Sheriff in a sling? We're trying to figure this out. You're not. He is. So we're speculating.
Well, I'm probably going to wear one just so I can be like him because I admire Dan. He injured his shoulder here when he was on vacation, and I don't know the details, but we're just wishing him well and hoping he heals quickly.
Absolutely. Chief Andrews, come on out and see him. He got his grill lit a little bit ago, and they're going to be serving up here anytime. All the money supporting the canine unit, and thanks for all of your service.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
All right, Chief Jay Andrews. I don't know, Scotty, if I went over, if I'm getting close, or what I'm doing, but we're broadcasting live from the Rodders Show downtown Albia. Come on out. It's free. Free to come. All the cars all over the square, and the Bob Reed Memorial Tractor Show is here as well. And lots of tractors, lots of cars, lots of folks out here, lots of great time and great food. Johnny, kick off some music. Scotty, take me out, and we will talk to you later on the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show.
Taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow.